And the man came home. He had no home, no wife, no daughter. And on his first day home, he took a heart attack, was taken to the hospital, had been in there for several weeks, and this morning was his first day out. And all these bombs went off, and he didn't know where to run. So he rang my doorbell. Well, I was able to let him stay in my home for a while until we found the minister from his church, some social workers, and after a few weeks they were able to find him somewhere to live, and I kept in contact with him for quite a few years. Well, I can tell you that I felt very grateful that that man didn't ring my doorbell an hour previous to that. Because if he had it done, I would have been down on the same level as he was. But because of the Lord's Prayer and the wonderful power in it, I was so lifted up that I was able to help him too. And ever since then, the Lord's Prayer has meant so very much to me. It has such power that when we really think it through, because how often do we say the Lord's Prayer, even in church, but we do it so automatically that we don't really think the words through for ourselves. I've lost my place. It was interesting that after that, the circumstances in my life began to change. My eldest son got a job in London because the shop that he worked for had been bombed. He was sent over to London to work and liked it very much. Then four of my children had the opportunity to attend Fancourt and Claremont School. And there they were completely lifted out of this situation into what seemed to them and me the kingdom of heaven. They who had been brought up in this sort of atmosphere thought when they first saw Claremont that it was heaven. And the love that they were shown from every member of staff, the help that we were given to enable my children to go there, the generous bursaries and help from many, many people, opened up a new world for them and for me. It also left me free to enter the public practice of Christian Science. I became a journalistic practitioner, which is someone who dedicates all her time to helping others as she herself has been helped. Wasn't it interesting that my circumstances didn't have to change? I at first had been praying that God would take us out of Northern Ireland, that our house would sell, but it was the other way around. I had to change my concept of my environment, and then my circumstances changed for the better. A whole new world opened up for us all. And the Lord's Prayer, as in heaven, so on earth, was demonstrated in our experience. It was so interesting for me to learn that I simply had to change my thoughts. This helped me on many occasions afterwards when the IRA did similar things. It helped me to pray much more effectively. It also helped me to see that I did not want to get up and run away. I wanted to stay and be a part of the solution. Because after I got all this from the Lord's Prayer, I really felt I didn't want to run away. I felt that Northern Ireland was the best and the healthiest place to live. I would recommend it to any of you. So through this experience and many others, I have found the answer to all the questions that I had been asking myself about my environment, because my environment at that time looked pretty bleak. Right throughout the Bible, we have wonderful, inspiring accounts of prophets overcoming great calamities and disasters that were taking place in their communities. And taking a fresh look at them, they were not so different from the atrocities that are taking place in our world today. Let's look at a few of these prophets. Take Moses, for instance. His people were sold into bondage, slavery, great oppression, and his heart ached to be able to help them. He must have felt so helpless before the wickedness, terrorism, and sin that confronted him. But then he had that wonderful experience with the burning bush, which I think is a bit like my experience with the Lord's Prayer. Perhaps he saw it wasn't his environment, but his concept of it that needed to change. Suddenly he heard God calling him and telling him that he had chosen Moses to bring the people out of slavery and oppression and to lead them into a new free land, a land flowing with milk and honey, a place where all could live in freedom. Can you imagine what it must have been like for a man to be told that God had chosen you? Moses doubted it. He said to God, but they won't believe me, nor hearken to my voice. Then God showed Moses that by signs and miracles, he could persuade them. Moses had to be convinced in his own mind that he really was chosen or called of God, because it was this special calling or closeness to God that empowered him and gave him the strength to do everything he needed to do to change his environment and the environment of his people. This was true for many of the prophets. There's Joseph, David, Elijah, Jeremiah. And look at Jesus. Just think what his environment was like. There was every disease under the sun. The diseases were not so different to the diseases that we have today. They might have had different names, but they were the same diseases. Look at the poverty, the crime, dishonesty, injustice, terrorism, and every type of disease, both physical and mental, but Jesus overcame them all, even death itself. And not just for himself, not just for others, but also for himself. Look what one man did. The kingdom of heaven established right here on earth. He didn't say after we die. He didn't tell people you have to die to get into the kingdom of heaven. He demonstrated it for them right here and right now. He also left us this wonderful Lord's Prayer, which not only teaches us how to pray the prayer of humility and petition to God, but also the prayer of affirmation, affirming that He really is God, the only Creator, the All-Powerful, the Father and Mother of all, and we are all His children. So it's also the prayer of unity, and what power there is in clearly knowing this and affirming it. You know, if each one of you took the Lord's Prayer, as I did, every day for 1 month, and really thought it through and applied it to whatever problems you have in your life or home or family or church or community or world, your life would be transformed. They would take on a new meaning, and you would be doing much for your world.